Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Shaw Grigsby. And Shaw, boy, I tell you what, the outpouring of support for you since you've had your surgery has been unmatched here at Bass Fan. And I'm sure at home there you're receiving the cards and the calls and all those kind of things. It has to make you feel better.
Well, absolutely it does. And, of course, the power of prayer is amazing and in itself, and people just keep me on their prayer list and all. I'm just feeling great. I've come through it with flying colors, and I feel like I can be back anytime.
Well, it's amazing. I think the story in itself is amazing, the fact that you found this. I mean, you were the guy that everybody looked at, was always up, never looked like you were tired at all or anything happening like that. It's sort of amazing that you found this.
Yeah, it really was, and it just shows me again how much God is in control of your life. But, I went in for a routine physical, and one thing led to another, and first thing you know, they put me on a little treadmill deal and said there's some irregularities there, and next thing you know, I've got, two arteries that are 100% blocked. And it's so awesome to see how things had to happen and fall in place to even get the diagnosis and then be able to get in there and get it taken care of so quickly.
Well, it wasn't too long ago that this was absolutely thought of as, life-threatening type surgery, and now they're doing thousands of them a week in every hospital. And, even though you don't want to minimize that, the recovery period, it seems, is, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, something like that. And before, when somebody had something like this, you really didn't know how long it would take them to come back. But it sounds like, to me, your energy level is getting better every day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm kind of excited about it and looking forward to of course, I'd love to be out there fishing on the tour with them, but, at the E50 in Columbus, Mississippi, but, I get to read about it there on Bass Fan.
Well, it's a unique situation here at Bass Fan. Of course, we get thousands of feedback a day, and, I get to read all of those. And a lot of times, you may get people complaining about the way you do something, or they like something that's going on, or they really want to comment about the tours. But recently, since your surgery, we've been inundated with Shaw Grigsby notes, and it's heartfelt. The people are the people that know you, the people that know you by maybe a boat show or something like that, have really went out and reached out for you. And boy, I tell you, it even gets to me as I read those each and every day.
Well, I tell you, they're of course, fans are outstanding, and the people in the industry are just second to none, and it's just wonderful, and I can't thank them enough. Like I said, being in their prayers and bringing in their thoughts is something that just helps me every day, helps me in recovery, and it's just a wonderful feeling. So I thank each and every one of them, and I'm just honored to be that well thought of.
Well, Shaw, over the years, you and I have known each other for a long time, and it's funny, I knew how popular you were. I knew how popular you were around Florida. I knew on the tour how popular you were. But, if you're not the most popular angler out there now, I'm really going to question that, because all this feedback, and all the people that are really, just really wanting you to get well and get back out on the tour. And I think it's funny because, you were really starting to find it again and really starting to get to where this fishing was really good for you. So there's a lot of people maybe glad that you're not fishing that E50 tour, but I think they really, really want you out there.
Yeah, I think I don't think anybody's glad that I'm not out there, but I can tell you I love fishing, and there are times in your life when you're just so swamped that you can't think about it, and then there's other times where you just really enjoy it, and I am in that stage of my life right now where I'm just loving it and enjoying the fishing and enjoying the competition. So it's disappointing in that sense that I was on a high point and catching fish and all, but I tell you, the guys are great out there, and it's just good to see the guys catching them. Mark Davis, and I see Zell Rowland's back up there, and Klein's back up there. So, it's going to be a pretty good shootout in this tournament, and I wish I could be there, but it's going to be pretty neat to watch and see who does win it.
Well, a lot of your good friends, a lot of your angler friends have also sent feedback in, and Cody Bird kind of gave you a jab there in the one he sent in. He said, "Hey, I'm wanting you back here. I want to try to get on your tail a little bit."
That's good. I like Cody. He's a good one. He's a great, great sight fisherman, and so we always kind of bump into each other, but he's a good one. He's a good man.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. I think more than anything else is that the camaraderie in our sport, our sport continues to grow, and great things are happening, and not too long, the E50 trail, which has been a great boon, I think, JM and Associates and what Bass is doing there and ESPN, to really raise the bar, the no-entry fee events and the highlight of the guys that are really the elite anglers on the tour. That's got to be something that you really had to be excited about being part of.
Oh, yeah. It's it's the future of bass fishing, you know, and to see the way it's going. And you know, I see that whole tour, the E50, the Elite Tour, is going to be, you know, the future, and it's just going to be awesome. I see it just being the biggest thing that's hit bass fishing in forever. And, of course, it's awesome to be a part of it. I know the biggest thing is going to be to stay a part of it, because it is going to be based on, you know, how good you are. And it is a true, you know, you have to qualify every year to make it in there. And that's kind of a neat deal. So I look forward to being in it for a few more years, and hopefully I keep qualifying for it. And now that I got my heart settled, you know, I'll be able to fish for many years to come. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, nobody ever questioned your heart, you know, about the emotional part of it, because everybody that knows you, you know, if I was going to pick one guy that wouldn't have a problem like this, it'd probably be you, because the energy level that you have all the time, and it's genuine, heartfelt energy level. And you know, the guys that have been around you, the guys that know you, know when they see that excitement on your face, there's no false emotion at all there. That's Shaw Grigsby.
Yeah, I tell you, I love the sport of fishing. And, you know, it's kind of different to be out of it right now and to, you know, have to kind of sit back and relax. But what it does do, it does allow me to catch up on all the fishing shows. So I've been watching them on TV and keeping up. And JM and Associates sent me a bunch of Bassmaster shows. And of course, my producer, since I didn't get to see my shows, he sent me mine. So I get to look at those. And I had a great gift from John Hoagland from Mercury. He sent me some videos of the old Andy Griffin shows, and I'm just laughing so hard. These things are great.
Well, it's hard to beat old Mayberry, isn't it?
The every show taught you so much, and it was just kind of a cool deal, you know, just about life and how you deal with certain situations. So it's fun. I even got one that's the best of Barney. So Barney Fife.
How do you beat him, you know, and the citizen's arrest and all those? I'm sure you're laughing. So you got to be careful now. You don't want to, you know, hurt those stitches or anything when you're doing that.
But, I have to be careful. The laughing part's a tough one. But, you know, it's just great, great comedy. And it's great to have friends out there that do things like that. I got a card today from the Sitgo people that was a handmade card and just wonderful artwork. And then everybody put some stuff in it. And that was just, you know, it just goes on and on. So. I do appreciate all the support and all the fans and just appreciate that opportunity to be able to fish for a living and make a living doing something I truly love.
Well, Ray Mirsky sent you a present too.
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. In the recovery room, we get down to, I guess it's surgical intensive care unit is what it was. Here comes this big box, and I get this mounted deer that I'd killed with him back in I guess back in October or November or something like that. I guess it was October of last year. And we'd sent it in to be mounted, and he said, "I'll have it sitting there waiting for you when you wake up." And there it was.
You got to like friends like that. And I'm sure that maybe little Shaw had to help you carry that thing home, but or Polly, either one. But
yeah, it was awesome, though, you know, because, of course, I'm a diehard hunter and fisherman. And, you know, it brings out the light in the life, you know, it makes you realize there's a lot of things that are important, and you know, friends and family are so important, along with Jesus Christ in your life, and you keep those in order and everything works out.
Well, it sure does. Now, not too far in the future, you're talking about the Great Outdoor Games maybe making your comeback, and you know, you look at that and the success you've had there, but also one more cast, you know, one of the favorite shows out there for everybody that watches the television programs out there, the fishing shows, you're about to start filming that as well.
Right. I think we'll start those about the same time in early July. I should be 100% by late June. And so, you know, I'll look at, you know, how I can schedule it and what I can do to get going, but at 6 weeks, they said they're going to cut me loose, so we're a little over a week now, and of course, when they cut me loose, then that means I can catch anything from tarpon and snook and all the rest of it, all the way to bass and walleye. So I'll probably start off a little slow at the end of June, beginning of July, then, of course, fish the outdoor games and really get some filming done, because, you know, I'll be behind a little bit for that, but not being able to qualify for the Classic, of course, means I've got a little bit more time to film this year, and so it shouldn't be a hard time getting all the shows done.
Well, I'm sure you're not going to come out of the shoot with a flipping stick fishing for those big grouper, right?
No, I don't think so. However, I did do that the week before I went into surgery.
Well, that has been my all-time favorite One More Cast show. I've been totally amazed just how big and strong those fish were. And the fun you had doing that with a flipping stick, it was just outstanding.
Oh, yeah, it is a blast. And, you know, every now and then you go to saltwater and you just got to catch something that's bigger than you are, and that's kind of a fun deal.
Well, Shaw, of course, we're going to follow, you know, your recovery here at Bass Fan. We're going to have a kind of a weekly update with you, and the fans really want to know and want to keep up with what's going on with you. And I really appreciate you being here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, thanks, Terry. I appreciate you having me.
Well, it's great to hear you're back on the road to recovery. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.